Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday all day long here at WEEI as your football team shocks the football world with a win, week number one. And we will talk with Gerard Mayo here coming up at 9, so about a half an hour from now. Right now, though, Boomer Esiason, and Boomer is brought to you this week by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. By Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. By Town Fair Tire, for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And Boomer is also brought to you by your New England Kubota tractor dealers. Hey, Boomer, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? You guys happy this morning?
The football world has awakened shock this morning. That's what's going on.
Yeah, I'll tell you, anybody in a survivor pool, I would tell you that their season's already over, just like the Giants.
Yeah,
that would be my season.
Here, Wiggy. Wiggy bet against the Pats.
Yeah, I picked Cincinnati.
Oh, Wiggy. Oh, my God. Wiggy.
Come on, Boomer. You knew that. You knew that going into this game, did you expect the Patriots to do what they did?
No, of course not. But it's so obvious, like, not to take them in this situation, especially with the Bengals, the way they start the season. And this is like becoming habitual under Zach Taylor, their head coach. They get off these slow starts, and it takes a while for Joe Burrow to get going. And, man, I'll tell you what, I got to say that their defense played great yesterday, and the turnovers, you know, obviously not turning the ball over and then getting two turnovers, especially where the Patriots got those turnovers, was the big, the big plays of the game. But I know Jacoby wasn't great. Watching him, it was like, it was not, wasn't a lot of fun, but he didn't turn it over, man. And that is so key in today's NFL. And listen, I'm happy for Coach Mayo. I mean, he gets his first win unexpectedly in a way that, Bill Belichick used to win games like this. they could be undermanned. They could be missing players. But somehow, some way, they just have enough to win the game. So they should celebrate. They should be excited. But I don't necessarily know how long this can last.
Well, if the defense plays like it did and then you just run the football, they can do some damage.
Yeah, well, just running the football, that's all right. So that's 25 times for Ramondre Stevenson yesterday. So if he does that every game, he ain't going to be around much longer. I can tell you that. So I'm sure he's beat up, but I'm sure he's also feeling pretty good about his performance yesterday. He had the best running back performance in the league, and it's exactly the formula that they need to win. And you just wonder, as they move on, and whenever they decide to put Drake May in the lineup is going to be the big question. And the other thing that stood out yesterday, if you ask me, is Keon White stood out. You know, he was replacing Matt Judon. I think they knew internally what they had, but they weren't sure until you actually see it for real. And he had a hell of a day yesterday. He was a menace for the Patriots defense.
Boomer, you talk about celebrating now, but looking at all those players after the win, they were so excited for Mayo. As a former player, how much can you really read into that? Can Jerod Mayo get extra wins because these guys are showing up for him? Could that be a difference between what we saw last season with Bill and this season with Mayo?
Yeah, I know. Internally, it probably felt toxic with Bill and Robert Kraft and some of the things that were going on there. And sometimes you just need to release the pressure cooker. And it feels that way right now with the Patriots. And it feels that the players really appreciate kind of the new way of doing things. But they still probably do a lot of the things that they used to do under Bill Belichick. It's just not as intense. But look, the way that they played yesterday defensively, I'm sure he was talking to his team all week long that nobody in the NFL, nobody thinks you can win. You know, that whole mental psychology of we are the underdogs and let's go out there and prove that we can win against a team like this that everybody thinks is going to the Super Bowl or has a good chance of going to the Super Bowl. So it's a real thing, Courtney. There's no question about it. The players obviously appreciate him. They appreciate the way that he went about, you know, preparing them for this particular game. And honestly, you know, the decision to play Jacoby Brissett, while it wasn't pretty and there weren't a lot of yards, there were very few explosive plays, the fact of the matter is he steadied the ship. He didn't turn the ball over. And maybe as Drake May is standing there watching, believe it or not, he is learning. He is watching how quickly the game is played, all the different adjustments that have to be made on the fly. And, you know, eventually he'll get on the field. It's just that I think Coach Mayo knows exactly what he was doing, and it certainly bore itself out with the victory.
Well, Boomer, that's the thing. Eventually, when is eventually? The offensive line only gives up one sack. They look pretty good. Like you said, it looks like a team that wants to run the football, play good defense, and they want to dink and dunk. So that doesn't take a lot for a rookie quarterback when it comes to just short passes. When is that, in your opinion, or when would you do that? When would you put Drake May in? Because that's what we all want to see.
All right, so you got the Seahawks next at home, the home opener. I don't necessarily know you're playing them there. You got at the Jets and at the 49ers, and then the Dolphins and Texans. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's who's who in the NFL right there. Somewhere in there, he's going to end up playing. If not for just to get some playing time, maybe at the end of one of these games, I don't necessarily know that Jacoby is going to make it through all these games. I mean, that's another part of this, you know, equation. But he'll get in there, Jermaine, sooner or later. I just don't know which game or when it's going to happen or whether or not Jacoby's going to be able to last through these games. You know, he does have a history of injury, hopefully not a serious injury, maybe a twisted ankle or something like that. And then we'll see Drake May. But I don't necessarily know that there's any reason to rush. And one thing I will say, when they get the Patriot Place this morning, there's going to be a big sigh of relief that they won their first game. The first game, as you remember, Jermaine, for all of us who played, is such a big game. And when you win it, you just feel enthused and you can't wait to get to work. And when you lose, and if you lose kind of like the way the Giants lost yesterday or the way the Commanders lost yesterday or the way the Titans lost yesterday, it's miserable showing up to work because the questions start mounting, the fans start ratcheting up the pressure. So this is a great day for the Patriots and for Jerod Mayo.
You mentioned miserable coming to work, Boomer. You also said potentially toxic last year with the demise of the relationship of Belichick and Kraft. From my perspective, yesterday showed that if you stop trying to settle scores with your coaching staff and worry about the actual scoreboard, this team wasn't as awful as it was under Bill Belichick. Am I wrong to read it that way?
Well, for one game at least. I mean, and the player reaction, as Courtney pointed out, tells you all you need to know. I mean, that tells you a lot. That tells you a lot that there was internal pressure coming from every which way. And look, Coach Belichick is the greatest coach in NFL history in my eyes. And sometimes things go stale. Sometimes, you know, when you start losing, people start looking at you in a different way. He had 3 years without Tom Brady. It didn't go well. They tried with Mac Jones. That failed. And now all of a sudden they win a game that nobody thought they were going to win. It's going to feel different. And I do believe that there was a genuine appreciation for the coach in this case. And you could see it and you can hear it in the players' post-game interviews. I mean, you know, they love their coach, and hopefully that will continue. This is a long season. It's week one, and a lot of crazy things happen in week one. And this happens to be probably one of the crazier things that happened week one, that the Patriots won on the road against a potential Super Bowl team.
Dak Prescott got his $240 million.
And thanks for reminding me.
They went on the road, and that Browns offense basically got booed off the field at the end of the first half yesterday, Boomer.
Yep, two quarterbacks under a lot of fire from their home fans, Deshaun Watson and Daniel Jones. And Deshaun Watson looked lost yesterday. And I'm thinking that, you know, Tom Brady had to have a hell of a time trying to do this game, because Deshaun Watson doesn't play the game the way the game's supposed to be played. Doesn't play the game the way that Tom Brady played the game. And I was just thinking, as I was listening to Brady, as everybody else was, you know, I think he was cautious in the beginning. It was a little awkward in the beginning, but then he finally found his sea legs, I thought, as the game wore on. But he's not going to be critical, I don't think, just yet. Because yesterday, Deshaun Watson was awful. I mean, god-awful. And if you run out of the pocket every freaking time, it feels like that's not the way to play quarterback in the NFL. And just think about how the way Tom played it. You know, he sat in the pocket, and if somebody wasn't open, he threw it away. If somebody needed a ball low and away, he threw it low and away. If somebody needed it low and in, he'd throw it low and in. Or if he was going to throw it high, he was going to try to protect his receiver down the sideline. Deshaun Watson did none of that. I mean, he was just god-awful. And I didn't hear a lot of criticism coming from, I was wondering how he was going to handle some of this stuff. And I think right now it's a little bit cautious, but as they find their sea legs, they're going to get better and better and better. And they're going to be, it's going to be more of a casual kind of a conversation as opposed to an interview during the game. But I thought Tom Brady did good. I thought Deshaun Watson was awful.
Yeah, I mean, the cesspool that is Twitter might not agree with you.
It was the opportunity for everybody that's been waiting to dunk on Brady to find something he's bad at and have a massive party. That's basically social media.
I talked to a bunch of my buddies yesterday, huge football fans, and, you know, we were talking about Brady as the game was going on. It was a little awkward in the beginning just because I'm sure he was nervous. I mean, he is a human being. I know he's godlike in certain areas, but I mean, it's going to take him a while. And it's funny, when he called Chris Collinsworth up, I think Chris Collinsworth said, "You sure you want to do this?" and the reason for that is because exactly what you're talking about. There's going to be criticism regardless. There are people that love him. There are people that hate him. But I give him a lot of credit because he didn't have to do this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
He could do what the Mannings are doing. You know, the Mannings basically are insulated because you only watch the Manning cast because you love the Mannings. If you don't want to watch the Manning cast, then you watch Joe and Troy. So it's a minefield broadcasting, and Tom Brady has stepped into it. So welcome to the real world.
Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Bo Nix. What were your first impressions of the quarterbacks?
Yeah, exactly what I thought. Up and down. I mean, Jaden was all over the place. Anthony Richardson was all over the place. He was the second man, but he threw a 60-yard, that was a howitzer that he threw for a touchdown in that game against Jacksonville. But I thought all the young quarterbacks struggled, which you would expect. The one that looked probably the most solid out of the three of them, I would give that to Bo Nix. Caleb Williams really didn't do too much. Their defense did a lot of that against the Titans. Jaden Daniels is going to be a really good player. If he could just, he's got to stop running and putting his shoulder down, or he'll be this year's version of Anthony Richardson and only make it through about two or three games. But he definitely has, like, wow talent. I mean, he jumps off the page at you when you watch him. So I think it's only going to get better for those guys. And the good thing for Chicago is they won a game where, you know, Caleb Williams did not play well, but their defense basically beat the hell out of the Titans, especially in the second half. So that's good news for Chicago.
All right, time now for the McFarland Energy Question of the Week. McFarland, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services. And Wiggy has the question.
Boomer, when you start to like kind of look at the AFC and the NFC based on their conference, doesn't it seem like, you know, and I know it's still early to tell, but it seems like Baltimore and Kansas City kind of a class ahead of everybody else. And in the NFC, I kind of feel like Dallas and Philly looks that way. You know, Green Bay, obviously, they're in a position now where they're going to lose Jordan Love for a few weeks. What's your take after week one? I know it's early here, but what's your take as far as who are the teams that you feel like might be the superior teams coming out of both of the conferences?
I'll tell you what, Detroit last night looked really good. Especially at home, indoors, they're going to be a bitch to beat in that building, especially with the way that their defense played last night. They were all over Matthew Stafford, so I would throw them in that mix as well. Kansas City, of course. Baltimore's going to be tough. You know, probably one of the biggest winners and one of the biggest losers yesterday were the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was Steeler football. Wasn't pretty. Justin Fields was okay. But Kirk Cousins got his ass kicked. And a couple more weeks like that, people are going to be screaming for Michael Penix Jr. down there. And that's the last thing that Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons want. So, it was a great weekend for the AFC East. We'll see if that continues tonight with the Jets at the 49ers. But, this is a long season, Jermaine. You and I both know that. It's overreaction city week one. And there's going to be a lot of pressure on teams to come back and win next week, especially here in New York when it comes to the Giants. I mean, this was like one of the worst situations that Brian Daboll can find himself in, because now all of a sudden, after this flatlined offensive game and much maligned offensive quarterback, you're going to get calls for Daboll's job, and it's just going to get uglier and uglier until they turn this thing around, if they can turn it around.
So overreaction-wise, you're saying we shouldn't start planning a duck boat parade?
No, not yet. Not yet. Now, listen, if they go 7-0 and they beat these teams on the schedule, I'll be the first guy in that parade. We'll be leading it. Maybe Jermaine could lead because, he picked the Bengals to beat the Patriots yesterday.
Hey.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, that's all right.
Boomer, speaking of big, I remain and continue to be so impressed by Patrick Mahomes and everything he does. It's hard not to be. And it's hard not to see the contrast in all of his, quote, rivals winning at the contract negotiation but losing on the field. It feels like every day another guy that he's competing against signs a new record deal while he's just working on winning a three-peat.
Yeah, I think they'll give him a new deal next year. They'll rip up this deal, and they'll give him a new deal that will reflect the importance of him. I know he signed a 450 10-year deal. Actually, he made more money than Tom Brady. Think about that for a second. But, they're going to have to give him a new deal. This is a $60 million guaranteed contract per year for Dak Prescott, the extension, which is, he sets the bar now. And the bar is going to have to be eclipsed. And the only one I think that is prepared to eclipse that would be Patrick Mahomes, and will be after this season. I mean, since Patrick Mahomes got there, I think the worth of the Kansas City Chiefs has probably risen $2.5 billion. So I think it's time that the Hunt family step up and pay him, but it won't happen until next year. Maybe they'll do it in the middle of this year. I'm not sure, but there's no question that that contract will get redone.
Well, Wiggy and Courtney hate this, but Kendrick Lamar does nothing for me halftime show-wise. I'm not excited about it at all.
But yeah, I don't know. What was that announcement yesterday? I mean, he's working with the jugs machine. I didn't get that. Was that hey, Jermaine, can you help me with that?
There's a special guest that we're waiting on for him. I mean, maybe that's who we were saying, hey, you got to be able to run routes. But I don't mind Kendrick Lamar.
I
have no issues with it.
I have no problem with it. But, I mean, it's like the announcement was a little awkward and corny and cringeworthy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, people would have known who he was because the camera angle was so far away, and you just don't recognize his voice if you don't know him. So I bet a lot of people were like, man, what the hell is going on?
Greg walked in saying, I like Kendrick and Lamar.
Exactly. I was like, are there two people or is it one person? I wasn't sure. I don't know. It was an awkward deal, but you know, at the end of the day, it is week one, and not everybody's on their game.
Oof. All right, Boomer. Well, you are, and thanks for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Congratulations. Enjoy the week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.